afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. We've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to be talking about the higher self in conjunction and communion with a very powerful mineral and crystal from Madagascar, celestite. And as I speak, I am holding the celestite in my hands. These are the times that try women's souls and men's souls. There's lots of lashing going on out there, tongue lashing, whiplashing, backstabbing. Welcome to karma time, folks. Yep. The planet is really running on hot right now. It's just a mild symptom of what is going on, actually, in the Middle East with this problem about the book, The Satanic Verses, because people all over the place are reaching their limit. A lot of people have that virus for the second and third time. They're not happy about that. You know what's going on? It's a Saturn-Neptune conjunction exact at 11 Capricorn, which is a powerful degree of Capricorn. It's also a moon wobble, which will peak on around March 1st. And we also have all this fixed stress with Mercury and Venus in Aquarius, Mars and Taurus, Pluto and Scorpio. So a lot of people are being mean and angry towards each other. Lots of hatred, lots of major abuse. So we are dedicating today's show for those of you that are freaking out or in turmoil and try to restore the center and the balance as we have relationship with our higher self. And, of course, you know who the higher self is. If you don't, we'll talk about it today. And we'll be here for a full two-hour show. All right. I hope you had a wild weekend, a wonderful weekend, and I hope you are feeling top of your game. And I hope everything is fine. My mind is a clear blue lake, deep, calm, and serene. And I am at peace with myself and the world. And I reflect the divine light. I am strong. I am loving. I am loved. I'm in control of my personality. I create a perfect destiny, right? You know, you have to say these things once in a while to recenter. I am really not perfect, and a lot of stuff came out of the woodwork over the weekend. Wow. Sometimes it's real hard for especially a Scorpio moon, Leo sun in the first house to take a real long objective look at oneself. And believe me, I have made some mistakes in my life, and I just want to say I am sorry. If I've ever offended you or anyone you know, and I know we're all guilty of doing this at one time or another, but you know, some people think that I am so perfect, and I really wish that people wouldn't think that, because I realize, especially when I hung out at the convention this weekend, that there's lots of hearsay and gossip and lots of rumors and about Farley Malaris, you know, and some of them are totally false and some of them are unfortunately totally true. But what the heck, you know, I guess everybody has their heavenly side and their godly side, and most of us come face to face with the devil and with the dark side of our souls and personalities. So that's the way it goes, you know, and I'm not here to actually say that I'm perfect, even though I try to be, but I do know the universe is perfect and things happen for a reason. So that's why I embrace each and every minute of my life, because I know that if I do have a big mouth, or if I do put my foot in it, or if I do in defense or in hostility put someone down or give them a hard time, that there's a reason for it. You know, oftentimes, it's funny how men will try to take advantage of women, or vice versa, sexually or physically or whatever. Do you know how people try to take advantage of me, believe it or not, astrologically? Did you know that people actually will approach me and real tender and loving and just to pick my brain, just to try to get that free reading? You know, they approach me on the basis that they want to be my friend. And then it turns into 100 questions about their chart, about their life, and I find myself doing a $200 to $2,000 free consultation, and I say to myself, wow, why am I allowing myself to be used? And that's one of the reasons why I really don't like to talk astrology or metaphysics with my friends or with my loved ones or with any relationships I have. I kind of respect the fact that people that know and love me leave me alone when it comes to that, because it can be a drain, it is a drain, and my truest friends really don't discuss it with me. That's why I do it when I'm on the air. After doing this for 5 years, I reserve 12 noon to 1 o'clock and 12 noon to 2 o'clock on Tuesdays for my moment with astrology and metaphysics. Beyond that, hey, I'm a normal kind of guy, and it's funny how people think that I am just so fanatically involved in this 24 hours a day. You can't survive like that. You cannot. survive and do a show like this being enlaced and wrapped in astrology? I had somebody call me up who pretended to be a friend yesterday who was just hateful when I wouldn't look at her chart or her boyfriend's chart. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, this is a new friend. This is somebody who's trying to be my friend, and yet they're being so hostile that I'm not looking at a chart. And it makes you feel so used. Well, you don't blame anyone but myself, because this is a vibration that is returning to me. This is obviously the type of person I can be, or I have been in the past, a user. And that's what karma is all about. Karma is really focusing on and zeroing in on the part of yourself that is reflected back to you in those uncomfortable experiences and relationships that you actually experience in your life. And that's why if there are rumors and gossip and hearsay out there about Farley that might not necessarily be nice or true or false or whatever, that just says what type of person I could be or what type of person I used to be in a past life. A gossiping person that talks about others behind their back, and that energy comes back to you. That's the way we learn, and that's the way we grow, and that's the way we evolve. And that's what I love about being human, because the world is a mirror, and your reflection comes right back to you. As I speak, of course, every day on the Astrology Hour, for about the last 9 or 10 months, I always hold this wonderful piece of blue celestite in my hands. And a lot of people don't know about celestite. I haven't talked about it much for a few months because I didn't have any, because we actually offered some celestite for sale during the Christmas season, and it went quite well. It allowed us to stay on the air through the Christmas season, and we got tremendous results and response back from the people that got the celestite. Well, actually, this is a pretty darn magical crystal, and I decided to reserve today's topic to talk to you about it, because this crystal has helped me form a communion with my conscious mind, with that left side of my brain, and my higher self, which is actually in coordination and association with the right side, or the intuitive part of my brain, the intuitive mind, and has actually allowed me to present to you and channel for you some of the more interesting topics and more open-minded topics that I could pick from. Now, people that are into crystals for very many different reasons. First of all, I have proven that crystals do have entity. In other words, crystals do have consciousness, and they are a life form. Let's make that clear. This piece of celestite that I hold and use every day when I do the show is definitely a friend and definitely does have entity and definitely does have consciousness and definitely acts as a transmitter to help me have communion with my higher self. Now, I am into all kinds of crystals now for about 12 years, and I have about maybe 100 pounds of crystals in my house that I use for various different things. I have one crystal that is reserved for brow chakra opening or for headaches. I have another crystal that is used for crown chakra. Another crystal that is used for heart chakra and stomach chakra so I can balance. And if I have a problem in my back or in my stomach or in my lower gut, I use a different crystal. See, each crystal has formed a relationship with different parts of my soul, of my astral body, of my physical body, and of my higher self, that I know which crystal to go for depending where I need balance. So I have proven long ago that crystals do have power and that we do have crystals in our own cells, in our own bodies, and the minerals in our bodies, and the salt in our bodies and such. And that is why there is a dramatic effect when we talk about crystals. Now, I use crystals for a lot of other things. I use crystals for meditation, which definitely enhance the communion I have with the multidimensional parts of myself. I also use crystals for sleeping more soundly. It gives my astral body a path to leave from when it goes into the higher realms when I'm sleeping. And I also have a transmission that exudes more clarity to allow me to dream and process my stress in a sleep meditation that I've developed with crystals. And also allows me to dream more soundly with more pleasant dreams. So I, as an individual, have definitely found that it's a combination of learning astrology, studying astrology, which definitely opens up a wide window to a higher part of myself where this knowledge and this wisdom and this education that I've gone through in the last 15 years is confirmed. The higher self goes, that's right, okay, yeah, we know that. And also in my meditation, I've been able to pull from this higher part of myself and my intuitive mind and also learn things that we present to you here in the Astrology Hour in our search and our quest for further truth and our philosophy of open-minded thinking. So it is a communion of being able to meditate, being able to become astrologically aware, and also using crystals in conjunction with trying to retain a somewhat clarified lifestyle, which means no drugs and little or no alcohol if possible, no smoking if you can do that, right? Because these allow for more chakra control and more balancing. I mean, some people, the power of the mind, they say overrules all. And some people, I'm sure, do smoke and are very psychic or do drink or whatever and are psychic. But one wonders about other entity interference and what you are actually channeling when you are not in total sober control of your life. But I'm sure that if your higher mind is powerful enough, it could protect you from anything, no matter what your state of consciousness. So, you know, a lot of people believe in vegetarianism or cutting down on the meat and the sugar and the salt in the diet and the toxins that we take in to also create a more clarified, a more clear transmitter. Well, in my research and in my studies, a while back I met a wonderful woman who came down here with some celestite and she gave some to me. And she's been on the, you've heard her before, she's been on the air with us before. And this was a shock for me because in the middle of the show, she handed me some celestite and something happened. I felt something. I changed. And after the show, I sat down stunned and surprised and shocked because I had never felt anything that powerful before. In fact, not only was I amazed, but I was also centered and balanced. I felt my chakras wide open and things became extremely clear, especially my throat. So I definitely got into this and wanted to find out a lot more about this. And I also wanted to find out why this particular crystal, this blue crystal, called the celestite, and frankly, believe it or not, before I met the celestite, I used to have dreams of blue crystals, which a lot of you may be aware of, having your own dream of blue crystals, because these items, having entity, actually do call out to us way before they come into our being or our presence. So those of you that end up buying or getting celestite actually get it for a reason, because they are like a partner to you. They are like a friend or a cosmic pet or whatever. So I did have a dream about this blue crystal before I got it, and I did realize and find out that celestite as a crystal can be, in my opinion and from my research, from 10 times to 100 times more powerful than quartz or any other crystal that you could use. So obviously, this is a crystal that is reserved for people that are into advanced meditation, that are ready and qualified and have given themselves permission to reach higher levels of consciousness, and people that are no longer frightened of controlling their chakras, of having communion with their higher self, and maybe are interested in doing things like advanced healing or communion with guides or possibly even channeling. And I like to even use these things for exorcism and removing dark or negative entity interference from myself and others, because I do feel it does work and it is an extremely powerful and protective source. Now, why is this? Why is it that, first of all, the only pure celestite on the planet is found in Madagascar? Why is it the Madagascarian government had put a $10,000 limitation embargo on this, where you can't get it out of the country unless you buy it in quantities of $10,000 or more? Why is it that they don't even allow the women to mine the stuff? Because women, being a lot more intuitive and psychic and sensitive, being around that much celestite in the mines, actually find it difficult to contain themselves or to coordinate in the physical plane. Because they literally, you can lose consciousness and go into a trance when you're around just a little bit. If you're around a whole mind full of it, it can be very intense. And why is it that this crystal has been protected for so long and used in sacred ceremonies in Madagascar for so many thousands of years, and it is something that is so difficult to find in the United States? And note the name, celestite, which means of the heavens or heavenly crystal. I have a theory that this stuff was either brought down here by extraterrestrial sources, or that it was brought down from a meteor, or it is actually a crystal or a mineral that comes from another planet and was delivered to this planet on Earth to help us use it in our research, in our meditation, in our studies, to have a communion with the higher self, and to allow human beings to center and balance and gain chakra control, and actually as a part-time catalyzer to help us move into the Aquarian Age or the Age of Clarity. But the point is that I do believe, and I have proven, that the only way you can find out about the celestite is, number one, you have to see it. And Terry Cole Whitaker is going to be on after me at 2 o'clock, in fact, with her new show. And And a friend of hers, one of her producers in the studio, was so excited that I was doing this topic today because she said, I just got my first celestite yesterday. She bought a piece, and she was so astounded at the power that this magical crystal really does bestow. I do believe in different qualities. Celestite is like a coin or a comic book or anything you would buy as far as condition and shape and quality is concerned. And the celestite that I have seen around has lots of rock on it, which we call matrix. So I've been offered this celestite for the last few months, and I have turned it down because I just frankly know how much powerful the celestite is when it is without the matrix, a much more higher quality, okay? And I also know how much more powerful it is without the matrix. And I also feel that you, my listeners, my students, my teachers out there in the Astrology Hour that want to buy the celestite deserve the best and, in fact, are qualified for the best. The price ranges are vast, depending on quality, depending on size, and depending on shape. Now, it's funny. You don't want to put the celestite in sunlight, really, and you don't want to put any liquids on it, no water, no salt water, because it is water-soluble. It's a very sensitive crystal, and you don't want to drop it. It's sensitive crystal, so that's why it comes to us in a bubble pack. So no water, and no liquids, and no sunlight, just you is all it needs, and a nice, safe place to sit when you're not around. I have the sacred Sabian symbols in finding out the deeper, more cosmic, metaphysical meanings of astrology. Now, do you know that Saturn and Neptune right now are conjunct at 11 Capricorn, which is a very vulnerable degree? And I want you to know, I don't like to say this, but because of this aspect, we are in danger of either a world war or a major war occurring in the Middle East over this book, the Satanic Verses. Now, let me read to you what the 11th degree of Capricorn means so you know and you understand this process. And that's why the Sabian symbols do come in so handy. A desire to balance species of Earth. An awakening of compassion. A desire for beauty and perfection in nature for society's sake. If a war ever does happen on Earth, believe it or not, because metaphysically everything is perfect, there is a reason why things happen. Remember the big stock market crash and everyone called it a correction? Well, that's what goes on. If there's a problem with religion or philosophy on this planet, and we need a violent upheaval to correct that, then it's these types of transits, with Saturn and Neptune on the 11th degree of Capricorn, which is the balance Earth degree number, the awakening degree, and the perfection in nature for society's sake number, you know, that is why we are in a very tense state. That's why I see the common market in England and America and even Russia all going against Iran with her allies, Libya and Lebanon and whatever, in a possible conflict if this thing somehow isn't peacefully resolved, and God forbid they should find Rushdie and hurt him or even kill him. Because who knows what England might do? They might attack or invade Iran in retribution for this. The celestite really has helped me change my life, and it really has helped me understand astrology and metaphysics and karma and philosophy in a way that I never dreamed possible. And the communion that I have felt with this crystal and this energy and this vibration in the last 10 to 11 months, which has allowed me to detox my body and change my values and attitude on women and on relationships. You know what? For a couple years, I've been a little angry at people that have tried to use me for my knowledge, you know, that would try to get into my life as a friend or whatever and try to pick my brain. And some people say, Farley, are you angry at women? And you know, the celestite acknowledged to me that I'm not angry at women. In fact, I love women. There are some women out there that know who they are. They're some of my very best friends, like Kathy Risk and Monica DeBaca, my sister Melanie Tucker. And it's not women you get mad at, but because women come to me in a seducing way and try to pick my brain astrologically for free because they're my friend, right? The celestite is the sort of crystal that opens you up and makes you aware of these type of things. See, I have Venus square Neptune in my chart, so I am subject to women and men deceiving me, lying to me, or trying to take advantage of me, and vice versa. It's a very charming, manipulative part of my own self, and when I hold the celestite, the astrological part of my chart and my astrological nature becomes clear, and I do come into communion with myself and understand myself better, and when I'm on the air, when I am doing counseling or meditation, then I can plug into that right brain, which is connected to the intuitive mind and the higher self, and have that communion, which does definitely bring about a blissful experience a comfortable experience, a more centered, grounded experience, more chakra control, more intervention from friendly guides, angelic type guides, and also allow me to live my life and take the edge off, especially during this turning 40 period, which many people in astrology recognize as the midlife crisis transit. That's why I keep a piece of celestite with me wherever I go. I hold it when I do the show, and I also hold it when I watch TV, meditate, and I have some near my head when I sleep at night. And so I'd like to thank God and to the individual who brought this into my life. You know who you are if you're listening today. And it's just been some wonderful stuff, so that's why I feel like sharing it with you, the listener of the Astrology Hour. You also know who you are if I have some celestite at my house that's screaming to you to come and get it. So if that is true, and you know, a lot of you out there that are having trouble with astrology, with metaphysics, and with psychic and spiritual awareness, a piece of celestite might not hurt at this point. In other words, the celestite might help you gain more clarity and more communion and transition to the intuitive mind and that higher part of yourself to allow you to understand astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness at a higher level. Okay, this is the Astrology Hour on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Thank you for your incredible response by phone and in the mail for yesterday's show on karma and spiritual responsibility. Those of you that heard it, the response I got overall in general was very powerful and very high. That topic was for myself. I need to listen to it so I can watch my own ego and try to control my own humility. And like I say, even though we try to be nice to everyone, we do have karma with ourselves concerning certain people. So we do have to try to control and understand why we do have anger or hostility to others, because we are all human. So never think Farley is perfect. And if you do hear rumors or gossip or hearsay about me that you don't like, well, I'm sorry, but that's the way it goes. That's me. You know, at least you can see me naked on the air every day at 12 noon to 1 o'clock. Not naked as far as undressed, but as far as my soul goes, vulnerable and open to your calls and these lines so we can discuss things in case you ever do have a question about my life or whatever. That's another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Hope you liked it. See you real soon, weekdays in the Fox at 12 noon. Bye-bye.